The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Natural cures for high blood pressure. You might want to start looking at these and prevent high blood pressure or treat it naturally, because otherwise you got to go to a guy like me. And I don't like to use medication, but sometimes I will start off with some medication to get the numbers under control while I do expensive therapies like intravenous magnesium and complex liver detoxes and lymphatic work and these things in order to get blood pressure to restore naturally. So you have at your disposal Dr. Cass Ingram. He is an osteopathic physician. Dr. Ingram is an author of over 12 books, including my favorite, The Cure is in the Cupboard, a absolute great book out about oregano right now as well if you're looking to prevent colds and flus during this season. Dr. Ingram, point us in the direction of how to naturally cure our high blood pressure.
Yeah, you know, it's not that difficult. What I've discovered is that the carbohydrates are congesting to the arterial tree. You know, as well as I do, that high triglyceride and high cholesterol, when it's in the blood, it kind of makes the blood sticky. And so does a lot of sugar. You know, it causes a stickiness. And that's going to congeal things and increase the risk for blood pressure, as well as all the damage that the carbs do to the adrenal glands and thyroid. What I discovered is that if I put people on a high natural fat diet with a lot of monounsaturates and some saturated fat,
give us examples of what foods those. But give us some examples of what kind of foods are those types of fats.
Well, the sesame seeds and the sesame oil, the tahini, although there's some carbohydrates, but still that oil happens to be really good. Pumpkins and pumpkin seed we found to be effective. The black seed oil, which is more of an oil than it is a food, is reducing the blood pressure. The chicken fat, the turkey fat, I know it shocks people, but it's true. The even the grass-fed, you know, conjugated linoleic acid, you and I know about that, that special fat that's in the grass-fed beef. The oils in seafood and
so
shellfish,
what about the
oils.
So you got right now, you got Eccleston, if I pronounce his name right. You got the China diet people freaking out right now saying, oh, no, you should never eat fat or whatever, which I completely disagree with. I'm a Nudo Erasmus guy. There's good and bad, and there's not a lot in the middle. How do you answer those types of critics saying
they're
you
wrong? They're completely categorically
wrong.
It's the carbohydrates that are the bane of civilization, and they are the cause of the destruction of the arterial tree. Now, the body makes triglycerides and cholesterol from the carbohydrate simple sugars and the starch sugars as they're broken down. There's an agenda by the the food industry and others to promote this sort of vegetarian veganism or carbohydrateism for some reason, and this low fatism. We don't understand it totally because they sell fat, you know, too. But what I do know is that if you eat this diet, in my book, it cures the hypertension, even if you don't take any of the supplements I recommend. Can you imagine? You just change your shopping habits. I guarantee all your listeners that if they did everything I said in the book, I hate to be so bold, but it's true.
Be bold. You know how much, you're actually saying facts. God forbid that we get facts involved in medicine. You know, we wouldn't want to. Now, one thing I tell patients, because I am an advocate of not interrupting liver production of cholesterol. I've never liked it. But one of the things I tell them is when they're looking at high lipid levels, cholesterol levels, in coordination with high triglycerides or metabolic syndrome, that those are artificial levels. They're unnatural levels of cholesterol because due to the sugar in these carbohydrates, the liver has to respond by increasing the LDL. And when you pull that out of the diet, you then get to your genetic values. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I do think so. But first of all, the human body was not made to process genetically altered starches. You had your wild, fruits. You had your some grains that were low in carbohydrate. So we eat, 80% more starch than we can normally process.
So, Cass, I got to drag this conversation back to blood pressure real quick. So, give me four or five things that you think should be out of the diet, like actual things, and then four or five things that you put into your
They have to eliminate the wheat, the rice. Now, okay. You can have white rice and brown rice to some degree, but basically the wheat, the rice, the corn, the sugar, and the corn syrup. And if you get those out, it starts to help. Now, then what do you eat? You eat the poultry with the skin on. You eat the grass-fed beef. You eat the wild fish. You can get some clean stuff, the seafood. And the stay away from pork. Pork is a hypertension creator. So that's kind of, and then of course,
so
your
wild,
berries.
Is there wild pork? I don't know if there's wild pork.
Well, I don't know.
Pork, but that
we found
matter.
That doesn't seem to matter. It's something about that omnivore. You know, if you stick more with the sort of herbivores, it seems to be better. Lamb, of course, would be fine. But then it's okay to have even butter and organic cream and stuff in this program. But then I also put in the vegetable oils, you know, like sesame oil, black seed oil, pumpkin seed oil, nut oils. Walnut
what is
oil.
I don't know what black seed oil is.
Black seed oil. Now, this gets into the supplements, which is important. Okay. I have a protocol in the book for curing hypertension, and I've discovered this myself. And this goes back to Prophet Muhammad, who recommended this for so many things, and then the Middle Eastern researchers confirmed it. Oil of black seed, which is known as black cumin, is antihypertensive. Mm-hmm. It has a coenzyme Q10-like thing in it, whatever, thymoquinone. It reduces the heart rate even without exercise. It's fantastic for hypertension. And it's called, you know, oil of black seed, cold-pressed. And then we also did some work with sesame oil. So in the book, you'll see something called sesame, not regular sesame oil, not toasted sesame oil, but this sort of crude stuff called sesame-e. Mm-hmm. And you take, say, 4 tablespoons of each of those a day, as recommended in the book, knocks down the hypertension.
And this isn't just to listeners. There's a 340-page wonderful book called Natural Cures for High Blood Pressure, available on Amazon, where you can look at these things. What kind of companies carry this black seed oil, and is it in liquid?
There's about four or five total only, but North American Herb and Spice has the richest quality in that, and they also are the ones who make the sesame-e. So that's that. Now the other thing I use
sesame-e. Yeah, so this is sesame. This is a different thing completely than sesame.
It's mountain Turkish sesame that grows in the remote areas that the villagers cold press, and it's quite crude, and the taste is super aromatic. We don't understand why that one's so effective other than the soil, you know, the fact that sesame originated from those areas, and it's not something grown in India or in America. It's, you know, like that. Now, the other thing that's effective is resveratrol, but not resveratrol from Japanese knotweed, but resveratrol from grape. So that if we were to eat the really sour or strong red grapes, that would be good, even though there's some glucose there. But also, there's a product called red sour grape, which the Iranians have been using, and we tested it and we found it effective in a small human study in 6 people. It reduced their blood pressure and it reduced their cholesterol at the same time. So it's called Resvital, and I put that in a protocol. The book talks about that. It's a sour grape. They take the grapes before they become sugared, and they dry them in the sun. Isn't that interesting?
And what's interesting is they must get it in a way that it doesn't concentrate the sugar. Like if you dry out tomatoes, you can get these sun-dried, you know, sweeter tomatoes.
Apparently they pick them green.
And
so there's no sugar in there.
They let the sun dry.
Yeah. There's hawthorn berry, you know, that's good. Mm-hmm. But you don't need a lot for hypertension.
So we've been talking about natural cures for high blood pressure. Sorry to cut you off, Dr. Ingram.
No problem.
This gentleman has over 12 books. The one we've been referring to today, Natural Cures for High Blood Pressure. There's protocols. There's way to eat. And guess what? You don't have to cut the fat out of your diet, starve yourself, and put yourself at risk for other diseases. Not only that, the side effects are an antioxidant effect, not sterility and not fatigue and malaise. The side effects of these wonderful natural products are good things that help maybe even help you prevent cancer down the road. And that's how we roll at Radio MD.